Let's bring in the head coach of the Wellington Dukes. And, Coach, if you could introduce yourself, your first and your last name, to our listeners.
Yeah, I'm Anthony Schmuck, head coach at Wellington.
All right, Coach Anthony Schmuck. And if that last name sounds familiar, it's because your dad's a longtime area coach. And I remember maybe a year or two, about 15, 20 years back, he was with Amherst, right?
Yeah, he was there for 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, so where were you in age when that was going on?
I believe I was fifth grade.
So you might have been a ball boy for Dad?
Yeah, I mean, I was always at the games and practices.
Yeah.
So,
coach's son.
Yeah, being a coach's son, he led right into it. Did you always know at a young age that this is what you wanted to do? And when your dad's a head coach, I'm sure they had to have a huge influence on your career decision.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. With him being a teacher and a coach, that's exactly what I did. Followed in his footsteps. And you know, I always envisioned myself eventually taking over my own program, which is great. And I came at a young age now, and I'm definitely excited for it. So I'm definitely excited to get going.
And you were telling me your dad's still a head coach.
Yeah, he's still head coach. He's at Twinsburg, yeah.
Yeah, Phil.
So are they on the non-conference schedule?
No.
I'm teasing. I thought
not
you might want to get you one over Dad, no?
Yeah. Not this year.
All right, here comes the hard questions from John.
How are the kids looking? You know, what are some things that you're happy about, and what are some things you're, you know, concerned about still?
Yeah, kids are playing hard every day at practice, which is nice. Getting them to buy in. Play hard every single possession of, you know, whether it's practice, whether it's a scrimmage. We are young, which, you know, is a positive but can also be a weakness.
Yeah.
But definitely with that youth, we're definitely looking to keep growing, you know, not just this year but build for the future as well.
And being a young squad with the first-year coach, I mean, you can really, you know, put your imprint on what you expect out of them and you know, how you can develop them.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely want to have impact on them. Like I said, I want them to play hard at all times and be ready to be coached and be coachable.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us a little bit about your background other than, obviously, you know, you talked about your dad, but I meant where you've coached, what levels you've coached at, and maybe who were your influences that got you ready for this position?
Yeah, so my first coaching job, I was head of freshman coach at Chippewa under Lee Foster. Mm-hmm. And then after the 1 year, I returned to Parma under Mike Durkin as a varsity assistant. And I've been there, I think that was my fifth year or sixth year, and then now here at Wellington.
Wow, that's good.
So you're new to Wellington. They're new to you. Mm-hmm. You don't know Lorain County. They don't know you. Just talk to us about that process, how that's worked so far.
Just with the process, just from, like, playing basketball growing up, you know, my dad being a coach too, I'm familiar with, like, almost – every team around, even just in Lorain County, and then even, you know, everyone in the conference, especially other teams around. I played at Parma in the Maple Heights, so we actually played Lorain when I was there. Even at Parma last year, we actually played Columbia Station in an independent game too.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about what you think the strengths of this year's team might be. I know it's early, but when you look at this group, what do you think? You say, oh, okay, I think we're going to be pretty good at doing this.
Yeah. Part of it will be, you know, I think it'll be our youth. Obviously, like I said, strengths and could be a weakness at times, but I think he'll help us build. We are going to be led by Sean Whitehouse, a junior. He's very skilled, and I think he's going to be able to lead us. But I think our big strength is going to be just playing hard and defending.
Yeah. How'd you get to, like, introduce yourself to the squad? Did you get to see him? Did you work this summer, or did you get?
Yeah, I got to see him when I got hired in July. To see him a couple times in. And we worked, you know, a little bit in the summer, and then, you know, got into the fall. So we didn't really get much of an off season, which sucks a little bit. But like I said, we'll be able to have a great off season this year after our season to keep building.
Right.
So who have some of your scrimmages been, and how have you guys looked in that?
Yeah, our first scrimmage was Parma, and then we went on to four-way scrimmage: Cloverleaf, Akron Firestone, and Rittman. Mm-hmm. And then we just scrimmaged Mapleton at our place. You know, up and down.
It's a lot of
positives, negatives.
Styles.
It's everything's up and down. Yeah, you got to see a lot, which was good. You know, get to see how our team looks. Obviously, you know, we're still trying to make progress and keep getting better for our first game, which is the 26th versus New London.
So you're going to open up the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Against them. Is that at home or on the road?
We're at New London.
Okay, you're at New London. So You'll have to get MapQuest out or, you know, show him. No, I'm teasing. But it's been a long time rivalry in a lot of different sports. Mm-hmm. Wellington and New London, a good non-conference game. But what are the expectations for this group? Maybe that's not a fair question. In your first year, I'm not even asking wins or losses, but just your expectations when you're taking over a program. What do you expect out of these kids?
Yeah, I just expect these kids to be coachable at all times, give me their best, play hard, and buy in, you know, to what we're trying to do and build for our future as well as this year.
Who's helping you out?
Mark Saunders and Tony Naples.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Very familiar with Tony Naples. Yeah, yeah, he's been around the block. So when you have a coach with that kind of experience, I would imagine we're talking with Colin Myers, the first-year coach at Firelands. He's got a couple experienced guys with him. I would imagine that's important for you as well.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, to bounce ideas off of other coaches.
Right.
So yeah, it's great.
Always learning, that's for sure. But it's great to have your dad, too, as someone you could lean on. You know, I've got a lot of respect for Phil, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely is nice. You know, give him a call.
Yeah, yeah.
Every now and then, or just, you know, talk to him basketball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, number one, I just want to say thanks for taking the time to come up, because I know going from Wellington to Ridgeville after a late practice, not the easiest thing to do. I really appreciate your effort of coming up here, and we have enjoyed meeting you and talking with you. And I think Coach and I just want to wish you the best of luck this season.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to our first game.
Yeah,
good luck to you, Coach.
Good luck to you over at New London as you take on the Wildcats.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And